This program is made possible by the giving of the God-called partners of Renner Ministries.
Hello, friend. My name is Denise Renner, and I want to thank you for being with me today. I have been waiting for you because I'm so excited about what I'm talking to you about today, and that is that overcoming giant power, overcoming power on the inside of you to bring down any giant. The Bible says we've overcome in this world by our faith. So I'm talking to you about that faith that overcomes giants, that lives right on the inside of you. Isn't that encouraging? And I want to offer to you my 5-part video series, and it's called Giant, It's Time for You to Come Down. And then the subtitle is Overcoming Faith is Yours. Oh, I want you to have this. I believe it's going to be encouraging to you. Maybe you know somebody, and maybe they're not going to read something, but they'll watch something. They need to be encouraged in their faith. They need to be encouraged who they are in Jesus. This might be just the thing that encourages them. Or we'll have a study guide, and it can also get this teaching in you deeper on the inside of you. Well, if you need prayer, please let us know how we can pray for you, because we're there to pray just for you. And I can tell you that miracles happen through people, those people calling in for prayer. You can write, you can call, but we're there waiting for you. And if God's doing something special in your life through these programs, please let us know, because you need to tell your testimony and it encourages us. So I want you to stay with me, because I'm coming right back and we're going to talk about the overcoming faith-empowered presence of God to overcome a giant on the inside of you.
It's time for big miracles and changes in your life. Join Denise Renner and dive into the study of God's Word, which has great power to strengthen faith, inspire change, heal physically and spiritually, and most importantly, help you learn about the power of Christ Jesus living in you. It's time with Denise Renner.
Friend, I'm so excited to talk to you today about that giant overcoming faith that you have on the inside. But today we're going to talk about that faith expressing itself through compassion. And we're starting in Mark chapter 5, and Jesus has come victoriously through a life-threatening storm. Of course, it was for the disciples. Jesus was asleep, and he rebuked the storm and the waves, and the waves stopped, and Jesus came to the other side, which is exactly what he said he was going to do. And in Mark chapter 5, verse 2, it says that when he came out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains. And the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. Can you even imagine? Verse 5, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones. Many, many years ago, Rick and I, we lived in America, and we were ministering in this church, and this man came to the church, and actually he was demon-possessed, but Rick went to his shop to get his hair cut there because he was a barber, and when Rick came up to the shop to get his hair cut, the man was in there, and he was just screaming. He was just screaming. And the enemy, the devil, tormenting this poor man. And that's what's happening to this man. If you could just even imagine the torment that this man was living in, night and day, screaming, cutting himself. Can you imagine cutting yourself, putting pain on yourself, breaking chains off of yourself? I mean, how much was this man bleeding from his own body because of the torment and the torture that he was in? It just sounds like a really rough place to go, and very unfriendly, an uncomfortable place to minister. And most of us are not seeking that kind of person out. But we would find ourselves probably, instead of drawing near to that person, trying to stay as far away from that kind of person as we could, but not Jesus. This was the very reason that he went to the other side. I don't know a lot of Christians who are on purpose seeking people who are controlled by a devil or wrapped up in darkness to minister to them. But as we are growing in our faith and in the love of God and moving more and more in compassion, more and more people are going out of their comfort zones and going to those who are tormented by such darkness and such demonic oppression. To go into this kind of atmosphere takes compassion. Past yourself, past your fears, past your uncomfortableness. And I just want to mention about our son, Philip, right here, because he told me, our son now is going into places in the United States that are very dark, very dark. Most people will not go there. He goes to homosexual parades. He goes to places where people are shooting up with drugs and there's just no hope for them. He goes to people who are worshiping the dead. I mean, he just goes into the most dark, dark, dark places. And I was talking to him and I said, Philip, do you just get so excited every morning when you get up to go out there and minister? And he said, Mom, to tell you the honest truth, I have to make myself to go into that place. I know I'm called there, and I know I have what they need, but I have to make a decision. Well, at another place where he went to, it was so dark, and he didn't want to go in there. And he was outside, and all of a sudden, the presence of God came on him, and he started weeping, and he started sobbing. And the presence of God overcame my son, and he said, Mom, I was so filled with compassion. Not a human compassion, a compassion that goes in and does something to deliver someone, not to feel sorry for someone, but you actually bring what they need. And he said, that compassion drove me to go minister to those people. Friend, I'm telling you, that compassion is so powerful. And look what Jesus did. So in that compassion, he came to that man that was so demon-possessed. And he got that man delivered. One person. Jesus came for one person. Through the decades, people have forgotten their own lives, the value of their own lives, and they've laid down their lives for others. But what happened was that compassion of God came out of them, out of the faith that was inside of them, and it brought exactly the message those people needed. I'm thinking of the man who translated the Bible, Tyndale. And I've been to Oxford, where he was burned at the stake. He was persecuted because he translated the Bible. Out of compassion, aren't you thankful for his compassion and faith? It brought him to a place that it even had to lay down his life, but we have the translation of the Bible. This compassion will move past fear, inconvenience, hardship, suffering, and even the loss of your own life. But it will bring forth the power of God. So in verse 6, when this man saw Jesus from afar, he ran and he worshiped him. And he cried out with a loud voice, and he said, "What to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" Now, I am going to point this out because I want to show you how much power Jesus has over the devil and how much power has been stripped from the devil. Listen to this. "What to do with you, Son, Jesus, Son of the Most High God?" This is this devil speaking. "I implore you, I beg you by God that you do not torment me." The devil is begging Jesus. See, by this verse about the devil in this man, he's begging Jesus. The devil is begging Jesus. The devil also recognizes that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God. The devil remembers when Jesus kicked Lucifer out of heaven. Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 17, when the 70s returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to your name." And Jesus said, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven." And this devil that was tormenting this man is screaming out that Jesus is the Most High God and that he would not torment him. He remembered the authority of his voice and the power to kick him right out of heaven. And he fell out of heaven so fast, was like lightning. Just like that. There goes the devil right out of heaven. This devil is in terror of Jesus. Verse 8, when he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit," then ask him, "What is your name?" saying, "My name is Legion. We are many." Verse 10, and again, he begged him earnestly that he would not send him out of the country. Verse 7, now the large herd of swine were feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us to the swine that we may enter them." And once Jesus gave them permission, then the unclean spirit went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. And the demon-possessed man was gloriously freed. Jesus did that for one person. Compassion, faith, overcoming the devil. When Jesus stepped in that place of compassion and faith, the devil trembled. Friend, I'm telling you, when you step into that, out of your faith, into that compassion, the devil trembles because he knows he's defeated. Now go with me to another account of Jesus delivering a person, not because of their faith, but because of his faith, because of his compassion, because of his compassionate faith. It's Luke chapter 13, and it says in verse 10, "Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years. 18 years, can you even imagine? 18 years. And was bent over and in no way could raise herself up. Not 2 years, not 5 years, not 10 years, 18 years. Tormented. But he saw her. He called to her, to him, and he said to her, "Woman, you are loosed of that infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I'm talking to you about the heart of Jesus. It was not the woman's faith that delivered her from that infirmity. It was Jesus' faith moving through compassion. And I want to give you another example, and it's in Luke chapter 7. And it says, "And when," in verse 12, and when he came near the gate of the city, behold, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and a large crowd from the city was with her. Verse 13, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came and he touched the open coffin, and those who carried him stood still, and he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." In verse 15, so he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And Jesus, he presented him to his mother. I love this account. And I love to look at this account because of the heart of Jesus. It was a normal day. Jesus was coming near the gate of the city and there was a funeral. That would not be unusual. But what is unusual is that somehow Jesus knew that this dead man who was being carried out was the only son of his mother and she was a widow. You might say, so, this kind of thing happens all the time. But friend, it's the interruption of compassion fueled by faith that makes the ordinary extraordinary. Though it was a normal day and a normal funeral, there was a large crowd there from the city who was there to have pity and who cared about this woman and her son. But it wasn't pity that interrupted the funeral. It was compassionate faith. Verse 13 says, when the Lord saw her. It doesn't say, and when the Lord saw the casket, when the Lord saw the crowd. No, it says, when the Lord saw her, he had compassion. And he immediately says the answer that she could not even have imagined. He said, do not weep. And then Jesus does the unthinkable. He stops the funeral and he talks to the dead man and he says to the young man, I say to you, arise. It was not the faith of the widow woman who lost her only son that raised her son from the dead. It was faith and compassion moving together to completely change the situation. It was Jesus moved by that compassion infused with faith. Because that is the very presence of the one who's on the inside of you right now. That's you have the compassionate one on the inside of you. You have him living on the inside of you. So why do we not see more of believers stopping funerals, raising the dead, or walking in a mall or a grocery store and touching the crippled? Maybe you're saying to yourself, but I'm not Jesus. That's true, but he lives in you. Your body, your very body, is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Friend, it's our time to shine and let this lost world see that Jesus lives in us and that he is alive today. It's not a fairy tale that he is a miracle worker. He is a healing Jesus. And he is not, and he hasn't changed. He's the same healing Jesus that he was 2,000 years ago. The Bible says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That power, that healing power, that compassionate power is resident on the inside of you. The faith that Jesus gave you to be born with lives on the inside of you. And that Holy Spirit who directs us and who directed Jesus lives on the inside of you. Friend, what am I saying to you? It is time for us to embrace the faith that God put in us when we got born again. Recognize the compassion of Jesus that's on the inside of us. And speak out and lay our hands on the sick and let people see in this world that Jesus is alive. But today, the real Jesus, and he lives in you. Oh, friend, the Holy Spirit lives in you. Not just so that we can just have peace and have all our needs met. No, he lives in us so that we can give out of our very self to others the message, the gospel, the power of God, the presence of God that they long to be touched with. Aren't you thankful somebody reached out to you? Well, I want you to stay with me because I'm going to be right back and I want to pray with you. But I want us to recognize that power that lives on the inside of us and that we can pull down giants with that faith that's infused with compassion that lives on the inside of you.
When David faced Goliath, he didn't allow the doubts or negative opinions of others to keep him from claiming the victory. Likewise, when Jesus faced the storm, he didn't allow the wind to intimidate him, and his faith produced great peace to calm the waves. The moment you were born again, that same unwavering giant-killing faith was deposited in you. It's time to release the giant slayer within, to overcome the roadblocks that stand in your way. In her new series, Giant, It's Time for You to Come Down, Denise Renner explains the importance of being wrapped up in faith-filled peace, knowing the power of compassion, visualizing victory, wielding the weapon of love, overflowing with thankfulness. This powerful five-part series is available in digital and physical formats, starting at just $11. In addition to this teaching series, we are also offering you the book, Unstoppable, by Denise Renner. In this book, Denise reveals fresh insights from God's Word about how you can overcome hindrances that the enemy exploits to clog up your divine supply, whether it's rejection, fear of man, unforgiveness, or other people's negative opinions trying to hold you down. You don't have to take it. Learn how you can push past every obstacle and become unstoppable for God. You can order Unstoppable today for $20. Don't miss this special offer. Order the bundle of the series, Giant, It's Time for You to Come Down, and the book Unstoppable by Denise Renner today. Call the number on your screen now or go to renner.org to order. Call or go online now.
Friend, I know that message was encouraging to you, and I want you to order the five-part video series because that's going to encourage you even more. And maybe there was somebody you know that could watch that and be encouraged and strengthened by it. It's called Giant, It's Time for You to Come Down. And the subtitle is Overcoming Faith is yours. So there's the video series and the study guide. It's going to help you get that on the inside of you. And I want to pray for you, because it's time for us to recognize, align ourselves with that faith that's on the inside of us, and recognize the good things in us by Christ Jesus. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, with my friend, we on purpose recognize the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And Lord, because of your presence on the inside, we are giant killers, and we can be moved by the faith that's on the inside of us and give that compassion to others. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for your presence right now. I thank you for everybody watching and praying with me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you need prayer, please don't forget to call us, because we're there for you. And I've enjoyed being with you so much today. And I want you to join me on the next program. And we're going to talk about being a giant killer again. Oh, you're going to love it. I'll see you on the next program.
If you've never received Jesus as your Savior and Lord, now is the time for you to experience a new life Jesus has to give you. Pray this prayer with me right now. Lord, I repent of my sin and receive you as my Savior and Lord. Wash away my sin and make me completely new. I thank you that my sin is removed and Satan no longer has any right to lay claim on me. I faithfully promise that I will serve you as my Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
If you just prayed the prayer of salvation with us, would you please let us know by going to renner.org/salvation? We would love to connect with you.
Perhaps I have to do another test.
The only thing to do is to wait.
I wish things have gone another way. I want to be healthy.
If there is no one to support you, don't give up. Just contact us, choosing your available way. We're waiting for your call, willing to give you prayer support. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.